I'm back at you. I'm back at you.
Mombasa, Utukau. And if you're dead, Mombasa, Utukau. And if you're good, I just shame you, you're shame you, shame you, shame you, shame
Welcome back, everybody. It is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and this is Neogentrix with Season 2. It's now January 2020, and the year has barely gotten started. January is almost completely over, as today is basically the 21st, moving into the 22nd. I know it's a bit late in the year to be starting this off. Well, a little late in the month, technically speaking, but hey, it's a new year. Start of a new decade, great time to get started going forward. Now, before I go through and finish a lot of the topics that I did start in the last season and finish them off and cover a couple of new topics as well as many other suggestions that you guys had, I'm going to go ahead and give off some good ways to start out the year, things that people should probably consider as far as 2020 is concerned moving forward. A lot of people, for whatever reason, they get so preoccupied with school, work, trying to make a name for themselves, trying to make it in the business world, trying to do this, trying to do that. Well, that's fine and all. But the problem is, a lot of people end up dying, getting hurt, end up in a rush, in a hurry. You know, it's these very same people that end up in a stress situation, end up in a very bad predicament, or something always goes wrong, or they end up in a wreck, and they don't know why it happened. Here's the key hint. This is the main problem. Slow down, first off. I'm not telling you to slow down on the highway. I mean slow your roll. As a person, you slow down. You need to take a break. You need to take, you know, a chance to relax. Reflect on what you're doing. Enjoy the time you have, especially if you're young. Consider this. You don't have a whole lot of time, and you won't stay young forever. Okay? We all know this. It's the basic fundamental of life. You stop being a kid when you turned 18, 17, or 15, depending on what country you live in. So, and I mean, it's a known fact. In some countries, you can get married as early as 13 and you're an adult. So, there's that. We don't talk about that. Anyway. We're going to kick off this year, right? We'll take a short break, and we'll talk about some hobbies that everybody can do this year coming to keep their mind at ease so they don't overwork themselves and end up in these stress situations. Everybody, and we're back. Let's go ahead and begin. First things first, like I did mention before, everyone should at least have some kind of hobby. A lot of people don't do this anymore because they say it eats up a lot of their time. But the thing about it is, does a hobby have to eat up all your time? Or are you just bad at scheduling? Now, when I say that, I do bring up an important factor here, something that people need to keep in mind. Time management is an issue. Something that a lot of people aren't capable of doing. So with that being said, before I go any further into the year, I'll be sure to make sure I cover time management. It's something that a lot of people need to know about, something that they, you know, typically don't, you know, consider. But before I worry about that, let me go ahead and explain first off what a hobby is. It's basically an activity or interest pursued for pleasure or relaxation. It's not a main occupation. It's not something you do for money. Now, you can turn a hobby into something of that nature. It will require more work on your part, but it is doable. There are a lot of people who make more money doing with their hobbies than they do with their actual jobs. Now, with that being said, there were a lot of hobbies that are pretty popular, especially in the recent years. Some of which have been so popular as to become main topics for people to go out and pursue actual jobs in these hobbies as things. It just depends on the person or where they're going in life. So with that being said, I would love to give everybody an opportunity to learn what hobbies were the top ones, especially in 2019. So, first things first. There are about 50 hobbies that people enjoy, okay? I'll go through and read out the list, because I, you know, took me a while to go find them all, because I want to give them as an accurate as list as possible, like I usually do. And I'll go ahead and read through the list. I'm going to go a little fast, so if I'm moving too fast, feel free to, you know, pause, rewind, to hear what I have to say. So, as the list shows, one of them is obviously reading, some is watching TV, family time, which is something that a lot of people don't do anymore, going to the movies, fishing, using your computer, gardening, if you still do that type of thing, renting movies, going for a walk, exercising, listening to music. It's something you can do while you're doing something else. So that's definitely one. Entertaining yourself with something random. Hunting, team sports, shopping, traveling. Believe it or not, sleeping's a hobby. I didn't know that. socializing, sewing is still a hobby, apparently. So is golfing. Church activity, if you're into your church, like a lot of people are that I know. Like, church is life, apparently. Relaxing, playing music versus listening to it. Housework, crafts, believe it or not, chores are a apparently a hobby now. Watching sports, bicycling. There we go. There's a word. playing cards, hiking, cooking, eating out, dating online, swimming, camping, skiing, working on cars. Believe it or not, that's a topic too. Riding, which is something that I'm going to be doing this year, as well as boating, motorcycling, animal care, bowling, painting, running, dancing, horseback riding, tennis, theater, billiards, beach, going to the beach, or even volunteer work. Now, these are the top 50 things from last year, okay? Not to say that they were uber important or a lot of people were actually doing it and it was mainstream. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, these are hobbies that people picked up last year as a result of being either bored at work, overworked, or they needed a break. They just needed an out. Okay, and they either went with the cheapest options or they went with something that got them away from everybody else. In my case, my hobbies usually involve me either going to work, writing, or going bowling. Typically, if I'm going bowling, it's not because I needed a break. It's because I need to relieve stress and everyone's pissing me off. But it's, you know, it's situational. Everybody's different. So, I'll stop here with that and we'll be right back. Alright, and we're back, everybody. Now that I covered all those different topics, they're different things that are people have been interested in over the last couple of, you know, months and whatnot. And they're typically just hobbies that everyone else has. I, for one, like I mentioned before, like to write, despite having a major level of atrocity. Like, I just don't like English, okay? For the most part, I don't like academic writing. It's not one of my favorite things to do. Now, when I have to do it, I'll do it. But that doesn't mean I don't enjoy writing as a whole. So, with that being said, take this time to go ahead and let you guys know what has happened in the end of last year in the process of this year coming forward. Not only have I had my first book revised, The Whistling Swordsman, but I did manage to publish my second and third books, which is a separate series from that one, even though I'm still working on the other one, and I now have three books published to my name. And with that being said, The Elementalist is currently available on Kindle and printed format, and soon it'll be available in audio form, as well as The Whistling Swordsman. It's also available in audio form, as well as Kindle and hard copy. And they're not just exclusive to Amazon. You can literally go search the titles of these books, along with my name, Neo Gentrix, and you'll find them pretty much almost everywhere on most mainstream book websites, available for order to you. Now, it will be print to order, so that there's no back stock of the books, but they are available. And with that being said, The Whistling Swordsman is sitting at 130 pages. The that's accurate. And then I have The Elementalist sitting at 120 pages. Okay. Give or take. And then The Elementalist also has book 2 that's been released as well. That is also available for Kindle and print format. Now, the audiobook for that one won't be coming till a little bit later in the year, but it is available. And that one's 175 pages. I'm going to continue with the light novel series I have, and, you know, going forward. Now, keep in mind, this is just a hobby. I'm not expecting to make a lot of money off of this, but it was something I needed to do to keep, you know, myself from being extremely stressed this past year, especially since last year, all hell has basically been breaking loose for me ever since. I can testify to being in high-stress environments as a result. So this is why I really stress this year, ironically, in that statement, that this is the start of a new decade. It's the start of a new season for a lot of people, and I do recommend that you take it easier this year while still striving for your goals and moving forward. It's something that a lot of people need to do, and it's a lot easier than trying to lose 20 or 30 pounds in the next couple of months. Let's be honest, I understand a lot of people enjoy working out, but unless you really have the drive for this, it's, let's just be frank, it's not going to happen. Because I promise you, between now and, well, let's just say March 5th, you're not going to lose that 20 pounds at all. Unless you're really trying to do it. Because with Valentine's Day being exactly 25 days from today, you're going to end up eating either a lot of food, or you're going to be working really, really hard until you get to the day where everyone's going to be basically going around buying flowers and chocolate covered this and that and all sorts of crazy crap and giving it to each other and trying to eat it. Now, granted, if you're allergic to candy or you're just allergic to chocolate, you're fine. But for every other soul poor slub out there, I feel your pain. Unfortunately, I can't eat a whole lot of sweets right now anyway because of tooth issues, so there's that. Now, with that being said, here's what's going to happen for the rest of the year. Before we go into a lot of these newer topics that I would love to hit and, you know, complete, there's still a lot of unfinished business with some of my previous segments that I have done. I still have about 3 or 4 stories left to cover in the Dark Truth Behind series regarding old fairy tales and stories. And if I'm not mistaken, I left off on Rapunzel. So that's going to be one of the ones that I go back and cover, as well as, I do believe, Beauty and the Beast. With that being said, since Valentine's Day or Lonely Hearts Day is coming up next month, I'm also going to go ahead and do something that I normally don't do and cover sex, and you can hear the distraught in my voice, in a random podcast. I'll cover what sex is, the different types of sex, the different kinds of sex. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, I'm going to cover the different kinds of sex, what actually qualifies as sex, and how to stay safe. I can't believe I'm saying this, but better to be safe than sorry. Along with that, I'm also going to cover the different types of STIs and STDs that anyone can get, because I feel that if you at least know more about them and how you acquire them, you can avoid getting them. If that makes any sense. Those are some of the stuff that I'm definitely going to cover. Now, new topics I'm going to definitely cover this year are going to be anywhere between, oh, I don't know. I'll leave that up to you guys, actually. You tell me what you guys want to hear, but I'm definitely going to cover things between culture, food, and some cuisine, as well as more music stuff and fun facts. Now, this doesn't change the fact that February is still Black History Month, so look forward to some new Black Facts. Black Facts? Ah, that doesn't sound right. More information about Black folks that people didn't already know. Until next time, guys. Again, this has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix, and I hope you guys enjoy the new year. Let's see what happens. I plan to build up a very, very good year. Yeah.